greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world. WWCR on the transmitting Jewel South, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program for you. Is the United States Manasseh or Ephraim? That's what we're going to deal with tonight on the continuation of thought on the missing tribes that are missing in the earth from the United House of Jacob. Now, from the prophet Jacob's blessing, it's apparent that Ephraim and Manasseh were in a large measure to inherit the birthright jointly. Together, they were to remain together for a long time, finally separating, as in Genesis 48, Jacob first passed the birthright onto the two sons jointly, speaking to them together. Now, notice all the while, the right hand was upon the younger Ephraim and the elder Manasseh. This was taken, actually, as wrong by Joseph, who knew the birthright order and understood it quite clearly, and thought his father, through the lack of probably vision, failing vision probably in his elder age, he asked Jacob to change his hand in the position that he had, and Jacob refused. He knew what he was doing. He says that when he gave the prophecy, Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. Now, that's in Genesis 49, verse 22. In other words, Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh would begin to be a branching out people, because you see, when the British immigrants moved to America, that fulfilled the prophecy that the sons would separate. They were together until then in the British Isles. Now, Great Britain, as she is known, Manasseh. But the colonizing people in the latter day that would become greater, or a company of nations, a multitude of nations, according to Jacob's prophetic blessings, that they came out from Manasseh, and they left their English ancestry, and they came to the United States as they originated from Norfolk, Suffolk, and the regions of England to become distinctively a separated people and bring their possessions and things and separate from their brother Manasseh and take up residence in a new wilderness in a nation called America. Now, Manasseh and Ephraim separated, and a large part of Manasseh remained with Ephraim, or came with them, and they begin to settle into what is Canada, which is a province, if you will, of Great Britain. Now, isn't that strange? That we still live together, or close together, or we have affiliations together with these three countries, where we have three individuals, Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim, concerned with the prophecies of the last days, according to Amos 9 and 9, our people, which is given through in the prophecies, not a grain will fall to the earth or be lost. So Yahweh kept his promises through the prophecy of Jacob to Joseph about Great Britain, Canada, and America. Now, together, we formed the strongest union. Now, I know we've had differences when we separated, but that was all in the plan of Yahweh to bring the greater, the United States, as a company of nations. We had originally 13, and that was organized, if you will, to represent the 13 tribes of the lost house of Israel. If we go to James chapter 1, verse 1, we'll find that the prophets wrote to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Now, the 12 tribes is Israel. We were absorbed, as it was, into the Gentiles and became lost, or thus we became known, if you will, as a people that had lost their identity when the Messiah himself, speaking to the apostles in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, when he instructed them to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, fulfilled with the prophecy and the prophetic utterance of James 1 and 1, to go to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Now, he told us in the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew, in specifics, he says, go not to the Gentiles, showing you that Gentiles and Israel that's scattered among the Gentiles, who would blend in and become lost as Gentiles, would always be remembered by the Heavenly Father, who knew where they were at. And he knew where they had gone to, because his hand is the one that scattered, and his prophetic promise was to the sons of Joseph, as adopted by Jacob, that they would become the two mightiest nations. Now look at Great Britain. At one time, the sun never set on the British Empire, Manasseh becoming great, known as Great Britain. Now, the company of nations, the little, humble house of Ephraim, came to America to separate, according to the prophecy that was given, that they would become greater than Manasseh. They would become greater as one of the most strongest tribes, we're talking about Ephraim, becoming stronger than the British Commonwealth of Nations and the United States of America found its strength in the blessing pack of the prophetic covenant that Yahweh had promised. Now, all of the 12 tribes who were scattered abroad were blessed with a good measure of material and prosperity, but they didn't have the dominance of the birthright. Now, the dominance of the birthright people would be given to Ephraim, who was to become the leader of the house of Israel and the northern 10 tribes. Now, these tribes, otherwise known as the lost 10 tribes, while the birthright was Joseph's, the blessings that came to the British Commonwealth of Nations and the United States of America and the other 8 tribes of Israel, who were Yahweh's chosen people, they too have been abundantly blessed in the earth with a dominance of the northwestern European nations, such as Holland, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, and nations that make up what we call the white European Western nations, from Holland to Denmark. Now, I cannot have the time to go into a detailed explanation of the specific identity of these tribes and these nations in the 20th century that have fulfilled the prophecy of Jacob when it's concerning these other tribes of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They have been blessed with all the resources that was promised them in material prosperity and dominance of the world. We actually rule the 7 seas and still do until this day. Now, what gave us this remarkable power of fulfillment of prophecies was that Yahweh gave us a birthright promise, and the chief of that promise was to Ephraim and to Manasseh, two of the greatest, strongest nations right now upon the earth, even as I'm speaking. Now, there's larger territories, but none greater. You take the expanse of China, a rising power. People fear them. But did you know that we have the expertise and the technology and the ships and the planes that China fears? Therefore, they stay within their territory and they don't wander too far, as we have, by example, we've gone in and even delivered China and rescued them from the aggressive Asiatic forces of Japan and the Koreas. And so then, Yahweh's promise to Ephraim and to Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, when he said, "Let my name be named on them." And therefore, they, the descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, with Ephraim being the United States and Manasseh being Great Britain, it's just reverse of what we've been taught through British Israelite identity. We're talking about a nation that rose up as the younger brother Ephraim, he shall be greater, and his seed shall become a multitude or a company of nations, according to Genesis 48:19. Now, the United States consisted of the original 13 colonies and have added more, if you will, and we possess great wealth and power, and with these later standards, we became, since the beginning in the 1800s, a little after 1800, we became the force in the world, the United States of America, the greatest nation upon the earth. We are the sons of Ephraim. We are the greatest, powerfulest, promised nation upon the earth. We're independent. We rule ourselves independent of any other nation or commonwealth of nations that have joined together against us, as we have beat back the foes, and we have put down world-dominant, ruling, aggressive powers. When the sons of Ephraim, when they come marching in their ships and in their planes and in their vast arsenal of commanding military might and power like no other nation upon the earth. We are the birthright sons of Ephraim, and we have the obedience to Yahweh's laws that would bring the vast national wealth and blessings of the birthright to Ephraim and to Great Britain, and we will and have and shall continue to bow down to no one as long as we obey Yahweh, keep ourselves from idols and graven images, and not bow down unto any other god, and to remember his Sabbaths and his festivals, which we have done as obedient as any nation or nations upon the earth. I know that we failed in the last 100 years. But we have been blessed in our failures because we were given the promise of the blessings. We were conditionally asked to keep the conditions for the tribes' instructions and to love Yahweh and to obey Him and to walk in His statutes and keep His commandments. He would give us rain. We are the most prosperous, blessed, fruitful nation in the world. There's none like her. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't know. Boy, I'd like to go to yonder country or that country over there. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been in abroad, and I literally wanted to kiss the earth when I returned to this wonderful, I didn't know it at the time, but it was and is and still is and probably always will be, if the truth is known, unless Yahweh tells us a lie, which is impossible for Him to lie. That He's promised us the blessings and the sure mercies upon this nation as we enjoy continuous peace without fear of invasion. Of course, we've got enemies. Of course, we have those who envy us and want to attack us and hate us. And probably some of this has been earned by those who rule in our government, making unwise decisions in the last 50 years, to go abroad and invade, but we are told that the horns of Ephraim, the bull, the emblems of power, that we would push our enemies to the end of the earth. Now, when we meet the conditions, we will be blessed. When the conditions are not met, he said, if you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning fevers that will consume the eyes and cause sorrow of the heart, and the waste of the eyes and cause life to pine away, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will place my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that that's fulfilled, and you think you're a free country, and you don't think that we've got an enemy within our country ruling over us, as the wolves among the sheep, they're disguised. It's strange how we got invaded. It's so strange and startling how that we've been overcome from within by the enemy that sits here among us, counting our riches and treasures, ruling over us, giving our grain to our enemy, shipping it abroad, sending our wealth and distributions of wealth to these inhabitants of other lands, and it's a fulfillment of the disobedience of the accepted evil that Yahweh has devised against us through our rebellion and disobedience in the last days. We've been just like the wandering Israelites who wandered destitute, barren, over mountains and wilderness before they came to the promised land, and they only lived in the promised land a short space of time before they were evicted and became the wandering lost tribes that are in the earth today, still with the promises, still with the blessings in spite. You see, this glorious, prosperous nation, ladies and gentlemen, even with the enemy setting over us, even with the strangers ruling over us, we still have the potential wealth of the greatest nation upon the earth. We can't give enough away. We're so abundantly blessed by the promise and the covenants that the Father has given this glorious kingdom. Here we are, sitting back, waiting for a Savior, the pie in the sky, to drop out of the sky and save us from ourselves or from our enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, we must rise up and return back to the old path. We must begin to fall first to our knees, pray, and repent. When he made a promise in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that he would promise to restore, revive, and rekindle the fires of joy unspeakable and full of glory that burned among our people. We were a proud people and still are. We have potential. It's not too late. We can turn this evil report into a report of joy unspeakable and full of glory, if we hear him, if we humble ourselves, if we pray and seek his face, then he would make our even our enemies, if a man's ways please Yahweh, even his enemies will be at peace with him. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no peace to the wicked. Did you know that Yahweh says through Moses now to a rebellious people, your carcass shall fall in this wilderness. You shall not come into the land. Save Joshua and Caleb and your little ones, which you shall, you say, should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised, as it's recorded in Numbers 14, 29 through 31 of the prophetic utterance, and in that, the blessing again was expounded to Joseph, a double blessing. When he got two sons, that double blessing was Manasseh and Ephraim. Ephraim represented by the United States as a nation. Great Britain represented by Manasseh as a nation, and that we would rule until the last days as a day for a year principle that Yahweh gave us, that we would wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and we did, and that they would come a time when we were cast out of the land, that they would be 2,520 years of seven times the amount of the Jubilee blessings that we were denied would come upon our carcasses, ourselves. We would pay for the sins of our fathers, and a day for a year principle that we would number the days when we searched out the land, 40 days, each day for a year, you shall bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and the punishment was a withholding of the promised blessing for the duration. Finally, we got the 2,520-year, or seven times, passed over. So we got 490 years of these continuous chastisements upon us with the two houses, Ephraim and Manasseh, becoming into the blessings in the 1800s at the end of the 2,520 years, we were established as world-dominating powers of blessing, with Yahweh directing us, if you will, into the wilderness, America, as we broke from Manasseh and came in search of our own freedom, and we became the greatest nation in the world. Our laws, our form of government, is envied around the world. Now, I'm not saying that our government is perfect. Yahweh is not saying our government is perfect. We've all sinned, and we've all come short. We need to return to the old path. We need a correction. We need a house cleaning. We need to come to our knees in humbleness as a nation and as a people. But the enemy who's come in among us has brought the stranger. And that's prophesied in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7, and 31 and 27. That we would have these plagues to come upon us in the end times, and the seven times of punishment representing the 7 years of disobedience in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, where we're now just getting off of probation, if you will, of the prophetic, the 360-day a year for the 2,525 years of these curses that have come upon us seven times for a fulfillment that Moses promised us that we would have if we wouldn't obey him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that there is still time to repent, time to return to the Father, to drop the love of money. We've become a nation of greed, of money makers, of schemers, of evil, slow to do good and quick to do evil. And the Bible says, come out from amongst them. And this 2,525 years, as it's already prophetically happened, as Moses said it would, in Numbers 14 and Leviticus chapter 26 and Ezekiel chapter 4 and 6, he's promised through the fulfillment that we would have these times of troubles. But listen to the promise. Yahweh's mercy endures forever. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And as you have become the apple of my eye, as long as there is a sun and a moon, as long as there's seed time and harvest time, my blessings and covenant and my oath that I swore unto Jacob and to Abraham and to Isaac that I would bless the house of Jacob, that they would never be forsaken, their seed would never beg for bread. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that America is the only nation in the world that has had not to take handouts for bread and for water? But the Bible says there will be not a famine in the land for bread and water, but from hearing the word. Listen to me. We need to return to Yahweh so that his word would be fulfilled as it's written in Revelation 13 for a period of definite time that we would have these months of a time and a time and a half or 1260 days of Jacob's final end time trouble, and Jacob would be represented by the sons of Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh. It will fall on us first. It must first begin at the house or the nation of those that are called by his name. We must return to his name. We must restore his name. And we must stand for his name. As the Bible has spoken, that we are in the 3 1/2 year prophetic times, when we learn that a time is one prophetic year and the times two more prophetic years, and the whole expression of 3 1/2 prophetic times, which is literally 1260 days or 3 1/2 years of 30 day months of seven of these times, then would be 2,520 days on a day-for-a-year basis. And these seven times bring us into the year 1800 when America and Great Britain became the two mightiest and still are since the 1800s. We are the envy of the nation. The birthright pertains to nations. Ephraim, Manasseh. The gate of other people would be such passes as Gibraltar, Suez, Singapore, Panama. Britain and America came into the possession of every major gate known in this world. So, ladies and gentlemen, we possessed the gate of our enemies. We ruled it with the greatest fortifications upon the earth. And Yahweh with Joseph, as it says in Genesis chapter 39, verse 3 and verse 23, Yahweh was Joseph and he was prosperous, and the Lord was with him, and he did that which made him to prosper, and Yahweh continued to be with him and gave him the sure mercies of Jacob. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when Ephraim and Manasseh, according to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 13 through 17 is the prophetic utterance of the house of Ephraim and the thousands of Manasseh. When Ephraim is in the picture and Manasseh is in the picture, we possess the earth's most choice agricultural mineral and the greatest wealth of gold and silver mines, oil, coal, timber, and resources, which makes Yahweh and his prophetic word and prophecies come true through these two nations, with Canada thrown in to boot. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so plain that the rich agricultural lands of the Mississippi Valley, the vast delta, the wheat and the grain fields of the northwest of Canada and Australia, and the forest lands of the great Pacific Northwest, and many other parts of these blessings, the gold fields of South Africa, Australia, Alaska, the United States, the great coal mines of the United States and the British Isles, the natural waterfalls and the means of power and motivation and harnessing of these powers of constant, prosperous, industrial manufacturing districts that spring up from England to the United States and Canada. There's nothing like this incredible blessing since the 1800s. Ladies and gentlemen, it has to be the blessing of Genesis chapter 48, promise 2. The birthright of the United States, of becoming the great commonwealth of nations, along with the British commonwealth, the great land of Canada, where we have amassed this great wealth. You just don't understand it. You just don't comprehend it, how we've been blessed. We are the envy of all of the other nations upon earth, including Russia, China, India, and all points in between. There's nothing like the British Commonwealth and the United States before its blessings given through covenant promise that we are the sons of Joseph. We are the blessing pact of Ephraim and Manasseh, and we will continue to be blessed Because as it says in the 30th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, I shall deliver in the time of... You see, Jacob's trouble is wake up. Jacob's trouble is a time that we would realize who we are. That we would cry out. And we would become known to return to Yahweh, to seek Him with all of our heart and our soul and our mind and strength. That when we realize with the foresight and the ability and the power that Yahweh has given us in these two nations, particularly the United States and the British Commonwealth. Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves in, as Abraham Lincoln said, in the peaceful possession of the fairest portion of the earth. As regard to the fertile land that we have and the extent of our territory and the climate and the rain in due season, we find ourselves the legal inheritors of these fundamental blessings. We toil not in the acquirement of the establishment. They were given by covenant. And in proclamation on April the 30th, 1863, for a nationwide day of fasting and prayer, Mr. Lincoln said, "It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of our Creator and to recognize the truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord or whose God is Yahweh. We have been the recipients of the choicest blessings of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in number. We have grown in wealth. We have grown in power as no other nation ever in their existence has grown. But we have forgotten our Creator. We have forgotten the glorious hand which has preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own." The great Abraham Lincoln knew that these great material blessings had not been earned, but had been given in covenant by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that Israel was a beneficiary, mainly the sons of Ephraim and Manasseh, that we had been given this unprecedented material wealth because of His promises, not ours, because of His blessings, not ours. We have failed, we have come short, and all day long, Yahweh has said, "I've stretched forth my hand," as Abraham Lincoln noted in the dark days of the war in 1863. He called for a day of national mourning and prayer to recognize and to confess Him and to lift our heads to Him and to acknowledge that His power, His covenant, is what gave us the blessing of the United States and Great Britain, and for those who have considered that we are the modern nation of Ephraim, so vastly outnumbered by the world, as according to Deuteronomy 33:17, that we know that the population of the United States vastly outnumbers Manasseh 10-1. England has 60 million, we have 350, and the USA is the younger nation to rise, as Ephraim was the younger son to receive the elder blessing. Both dwelled together for many centuries, and Ephraim the younger would rise up later and leave Great Britain and become immigrants, if you will, into a nation where we would become fully grown, fully blessed, until we would fight, just like in a microcosm of Israel, that Judah, which was in the south, would rise up and fight against Israel, which was in the north, and make war against each other, the two houses divided, just like in America, which was the reverse, the 10 tribes represented by the south would fight against the north, represented as the sons of Judah. And we would, one more time, express until we are fully grown, or till we grow up, until we acknowledge who we are and cry mightily to Yahweh that we are the sons of Jacob. We are sons of Joseph. We are the continuing sons that the fathers addressed in James 1:1 to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Ladies and gentlemen, until we return to the old path, until we seek our Father, until we raise our hands to Him and acknowledge Him in all of our ways and confess His covenant blessings upon our head, then will Yahweh return to us in power. We shall praise Him for His mighty acts. In the last days we shall overcome, and the house of Jacob, according to the prophecies and the sure mercies of Jacob, be given once again in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 66, starting at verse 22 and reading down to 24, where we have the covenant promise of inheriting the earth and all of the things that was promised to us will be delivered, because it's impossible for Yahweh to lie. Ephraim has become a people who drank too much wine. According to Isaiah 28:1, wine is the most abundantly produced in California and all of most of the other states. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are, if you will, in the possession of the greatest natural resources and beauty. Have you ever been across our great, beautiful country? I pray that you get to see this beautiful country that is described in the awesome valleys and the agricultural fruitfulness and abundance of Deuteronomy 33. In majesty, he was like a firstborn bull. His horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he will gore the nations, even to those Ephraim shall push his enemies to the ends of the earth. Such are the 10,000s of Ephraim and are the thousands of Manasseh. Ladies and gentlemen, our fulfillment and our covenant promises is in the United States. Don't give up. Turn your head up. Don't despair. As bad as it is and as bad as it's become, yet Yahweh can redeem us and place us back, if you will, on the old path. I pray that we return there with our head in our hand, as Brother Paul says, from Michigan. Often remember what Brother Paul says when he prays and has his prayer. He says, we come to you, Yahweh, with our hat in our hand. We humbly solicit your power and your favor. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Remember, Brother Paul, calling tonight, 1-800-253-2748. Brother Mark, in the great state of Mississippi with Brother Bud, bringing you the truth, and I'm supported tonight with our Taipan brothers and sisters across the land that holds Brother Buddy's hands high, that I can, if you will, with the liberty and freedom and independence, I can speak the truth and know that I shall be supported by those who love Yahweh, that speak often one another, that read the book of remembrance that was wrote to remember the blessings of Jacob's sons and the house of Israel. May you be blessed tonight. May Yahweh bless you going in, and may he bless you coming out. May he bless you in the city, and may he bless you in the country. May he bless you in the deep mines under the earth that is spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 33, which I was inspired to speak tonight to you by the Holy Spirit, the Ruach that rules in my life, to tell you that it's not too late. We can return. We can regain this covenant promise that Yahweh promised us. We've paid the price. We will wear the crown. We shall overcome. We shall take back that which the cankerworm has devoured and the caterpillar has destroyed. May Yahweh bless you. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight and the Shepherd's Call. If you'd like to write me, as my time is come and gone, write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now let me give it to you again very quickly. Get your pen and paper. Take our address down. I'd like to hear from you this week or the next week. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on WWCR on the frequency of 5890. And I'm trusting that you are listening to us on the shortwave or maybe the computer downloads if you're listening on your computer. Worldwide, accessible through the website of WWCR Listen Live. And I hope and trust that Yahweh would favor you tonight and bless you and give you courage and let you know that you have passed from death unto life and that it's not too late to remember Yahweh and to seek him while it is still day. Night time cometh, ladies and gentlemen, but it's not for the covenant promises of Yahweh. There's no night in Yahweh's covenant. It's all light. It's all bright. It's all coming to pass. And not one word of this sure prophecy tonight shall fail. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Now, if you'd like to go to our website, if you will, and Brother Bob has told me that near up to 100,000 people have been there over these last few months. And if you'd like to go to our website, just go to oneyahweh.com. That's one, oneyahweh.com. oneyahweh.com. We're up. When you use a Yahweh search, we come up. One Yahweh. Just type in one Yahweh and we'll be there at the top of the page. It's amazing how Yahweh has put us at the top of the page of your search engines to find our website. Yahweh must have wanted you to know something that we have said that pleases him. I think the hard work and the expense that Brother Bob down in the great state of Arkansas has been a valiant warrior on behalf of the Shepherd's Call and putting up the messages and the articles of faith that you can find on oneyahweh.com. It's wonderful, joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. One more time on my address, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. You can call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. Now that's Pastor Buddy, 423-351-1082. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next Saturday night. We're looking for more airtime on radio. If you would like to help us, if you have any suggestions for us, and you would like to put your shoulder to the wheel and push the voice of Pastor Buddy. We've been on here for several years, ladies and gentlemen, preaching the gospel. WCR, WWRB, and other stations out of Nashville, Tennessee. We've been on the radio for several years promoting the name of Yahweh and the truth that Yahweh brought to you on behalf of his own blood. And in remembrance of that, we're speaking tonight on behalf of Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you.